I greet you this morning in the name of our Lord, and certainly welcome each one to this service. If you'd like to, I'd invite you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I will be referring to one verse in that chapter. I'd like to consider, for you to consider with me this morning, a vice that all of us, I think I dare say all of us, deal with in some measure or another. And I grant from the beginning that this probably is could be as much sermon material as meditation material, but I hope by the time we're done you'll understand why I chose this for meditation. This vice is one that has both moral and mortal implications. And throughout scriptures, we see its effects played out over and over again. People from the very earliest in Bible history to today struggle with this vice. Look at verse 12 in 2 Corinthians 10. The Apostle Paul there warns us about something. He uses a fairly strong word to warn us. He says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves," "or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." Now you can see why I say that this makes sermon material as much, or maybe as much as meditation material. But I'd like for us to consider some things this morning, and this whole issue of how we see ourselves and how we look at other people is rooted, I believe, in how God has created us to be a person after our own right. And when I mean after our own right, I'm not talking about a person that serves his own flesh desires. I'm talking about the fact that he's given us all personhood. He has given us individuality. And some of you may have heard me talk about personal sovereignty. Poor choice of words, maybe. But it's related to that concept. Consider with me how often this, well, I won't even begin to talk about how often it surfaces in the scripture. But you'll recognize that in our study of the book of John, this question, the question that keeps coming up over and over is, who is Jesus? Now, the people who are asking the question, there are some people who ask that question very honestly. But the people who are the most determined to get an answer are people who have fallen, who have been trapped by this vice of comparison. While they were interested in who Jesus was, I believe, they were actually more interested in who he was and what that would do to them. The Pharisees, for example, they were concerned about how Jesus, if he was the Son of God, how he would displace them in the Jewish economy or in their religious economy. And so this is why I say it can be a very destructive thing. And as you know, time is all said and done, it caused them to take the life of Jesus. But consider with me other examples throughout the Bible. One of the first ones that I think of would be Cain and Abel, the dispute between Cain and Abel. Maybe I should say the dispute that Cain had with Abel. Maybe that would be a little nearer right. There was Joseph and his brothers. And while I don't understand all that went on in the heart of Joseph, I don't think that Joseph was probably entirely innocent when he told his brothers some dreams that he had. I'd like to think he was, because he is stellar in every other way almost, but I wonder what the point was of Joseph recounting his dreams to his brothers. I think perhaps it was a comparative statement that he was making with where he falls in line, in at least in God's from God's perspective. And we know that when it came down to it, that it was an important discussion between the brothers and with relationship to their father. And their father did make a bad mistake by singling out Joseph, or it seems to me he made a bad mistake by singling out Joseph and treating him with favoritism. So that's another example. You have the example of Saul and David. That story you know well enough that we don't have to work at that one. In the New Testament, we mentioned the Pharisees, how the Pharisees fell into that trap. Early on in the early church, you remember that two people lost their lives because they fell into that vice, Ananias and Sapphira. Now, the reason I say that is because they were pretty concerned about how people saw them. And so they did lie about it, but it wasn't like they said, they simply hid the truth. And the reason they hid the truth is because they wanted somehow to have their cake and eat it too. They wanted to be considered these pillars in the early church, and also keep some of their wealth. And so it's just repeated over and over again. Now, how does it affect us? How do we identify it in ourselves? Suzanne and I take some satisfaction in the fact that we take a pretty practical approach to life. And sometimes we will discuss practical ideas. Now, where the conversation can go south is when we start talking which one of us is the most practical. Can you identify with me? You see, when it goes from talking about the idea to whose idea it is, and just as a way to sort of keep ourselves in check in meetings, it is often helpful. I mean, it's easy sometimes to say, well, I identify with that brother or that sister. I agree with that brother or that sister. It is a little less provocative if you say, I like the idea that that person has. Now, it's a small thing, maybe. And yet, we are created in such a way that there's something that sort of rises up in us when we feel like this thing that God has given us, this is our personhood, is being attacked. Or when we then become the aggressor and we attack another with what God has given us, and we say that what we have is actually of more value than what God has given someone else. Typically this happens when you are comparing people who are close to equals. Now, I don't think I have spent a minute's time or even a second's time wasting my time comparing my song leading with Shane and John, who are our current song leaders, because we're not quite equals in that regard. I don't compare my housekeeping skills with my wife's, because we're not equals. And by the way, I suspect that that's one of the reasons why God has created that a man and a woman live together in marriage rather than people of the same gender. Because you avoid, while there are serious differences, you don't get caught nearly as quickly in the trap comparing yourself to the opposite gender. Well, those are things that we can see and things that we can identify. But I think it's important for us to look at how these things can affect us. And the reason this is important in a gathering like this is because this vice can be a real hindrance and a real impediment to our ability to worship. Especially when we start, and it's not just when we compare ourselves with other people, it's when you start comparing people with people. And we make it as though God has endowed us differently. But every one of us, because we are created in the image of God, are equally important to Him. And in fact, people who seem to be endowed with more, the Bible tells us that more is expected. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote this, he said, "We dare not make ourselves of that number." I don't think I had ever carefully considered the context, but this is a very personal statement that he is making. He is comparing himself, or not comparing himself, I should say, to other men who are trying to wreak havoc in ministry, or people who are trying to make themselves important. And so he sees the end result, the outcome of that kind of an attitude. And so this morning, as we gather and as we worship, there's one thing that I think all of us ought to get a hold of, and that is that there is no one here in God's eyes that is more important than the other. In God's eyes, every one of us has been given what God has wanted to give us and what He wants us to build for the glory of the kingdom. The apostle ends up in verse 17 by saying, "Let him that glorieth glory in the Lord." This morning, I trust that our glorying will be in Him, not in ourselves, and may I say, not in another. It is good to affirm other people. I like affirmation. But when that becomes a source of identity for me, there's things happen inside of me that I don't like, and God doesn't like either. May we be faithful and glory in our Lord this morning. Let's kneel and pray.